Wow, we've got texts, tweets, emails, your calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Crush the server for me. We almost did it last time he was on. I think we can do it this time. I'm being told that we've got almost record numbers hitting the website. Crush it. See if we can shut it down. They always boast that nothing will stop them. Go to criticalhealthnews.com from your computer, from your smartphone. See what you can do. And don't forget the free apps, too, at criticalhealthnews.com. And then that toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Let's come back with your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And Doc, so many people were on hold from last hour. Let's go to some calls right now. Delbert, truck driving in Texas. And Delbert, thanks for what you do. You keep America going, my friend.
Thank you. And thanks for what you guys do.
Absolutely.
Doc Wallach, the question I have, my wife had brain tumor surgery 17 years ago, and the facial nerve was stretched as thin as a piece of paper. Well, I've got her on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and Immortalium, and it's actually starting to work after a month. She's getting muscles starting to move and stuff, and I was wondering if there was anything else we could do.
Yes, very, very good choices, and of course, when you have the facial nerve, which is the seventh cranial nerve, squeeze, you get Bell's palsy where the face droops, looks like you had a stroke. Did your wife suffer that?
Yes, that's okay. Exactly what it is. They had to take the middle and inner ear out on the left side, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't have to, but that's what they did to deal with the symptoms, okay?
Well, the tumor was from her...
From the trauma?
Was from her temple all the way around, pushing her brainstem over.
Jeez.
Yeah,
now,
this,
okay. And so do you have the name of that tumor? Was it a benign tumor or malignant tumor?
It was benign tumor.
That's good. Thank God.
Cerebropontine area.
Okay, good. All right. Well, what I would do is add a couple of things. Number one, we want to continue supporting her immune system, which is your best friend, even when you have a benign tumor, okay, and certainly when you have a malignant one. And so keep doing exactly what you're doing. But I would add the... Synaptive, okay, take a couple of those tablets twice a day, or take a couple of those tablets twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month, and they're designed to support the brain cells talking to each other. It's going to speed up recovery. I would also have her eat three eggs twice a day, because 75% of the brain weight is the myelin, which is the white matter of the brain, so we need to rebuild that. Cholesterol is her best friend here. Because the white matter of the brain is almost 100% cholesterol, so you need to rebuild that. The yolks have to be soft, soft-boiled, soft-poached with soft yolks or soft scrambling butter. And then it wouldn't hurt also to throw in a little anti-inflammatory there. I would throw in something like the Z-radical, which you can get either in liquid. How much does your wife weigh?
He's on hold, Doc. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, let's say per 100 pounds of body weight, I'd have her take 1 ounce a day of the Z-radical liquid or one scoop a day of the powder, and it's an anti-inflammatory, which will reduce swelling from fluid, also from immune responses and all this kind of stuff. Very good place. And because she had a benign brain tumor, I would also throw in one more thing, and that is... what we call the Cell Shield RTQ.
What is that, Doc?
R is resveratrol. It's the stuff that's in red wine.
It's in wine, yeah.
Yeah, two of those capsules, George, will give you the same amount of resveratrol in 264 glasses of red wine without the joy and the alcohol, right? And so I take six of those a day just for prevention. And then, of course, the T is turmeric, another great antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. And the Q is quercetin, another great antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. And that's going to help the swelling go down. It's going to speed up recovery of symptoms and so forth. And, again, it's just a blessing that it was a benign tumor. And we're so glad she's seeing a response from the original program you put her on. Just keep that up and then add these other things to it.
And but the phone number, in case you missed that, because I know you're driving your truck right now, just go call 1-855-949-7234. And, folks, that phone number is on the criticalhealthnews.com website as well, so you can capture that number and get it. I lost my sister years ago, Doc, from a malignant brain tumor.
Oh, yes.
And, gosh.
It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Horrible thing. horrible thing. We lost Senator Edward Kennedy the same way, and I sometimes think the cell phone has something to do with it. Do you have any research on that?
Well, there's quite a bit of evidence that shows that if you're living on the cell phone or any electronic devices up to your head or put your head in a microwave to dry your hair, you know, silly stuff like that, you're going to get some stimulation to grow things. If you have something percolating in there that's not quite a malignant tumor, this can flip it over the edge. And so you really need to be taking your 90 essential nutrients, stay away from the bad stuff, reduce all the inflammation you can, and that goes a long way. Again, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. I mean, I have avoided that stuff for over 50 years, George. It makes a huge difference. And most people, when they look at me, they think I'm in my 50s, and I'm just a few months away from being 80.
I agree. I've seen you many times. Here's an email in from Margaret. Recently, my daughter was hospitalized because she was suffering from septic shock. I'd appreciate Doc Wallach explaining what causes septic shock.
Okay, well, sepsis means an infection of something, okay? It could be anything from lung infection, an infection in the digestive system. It could be in the female organs, the uterus or something like that, infections any place. It could be in a joint. She could have infection in a joint. And so when you have septic shock, you need two things. Number one, you need to be killing the bugs that are involved, which could be viruses. It could be bacteria or fungus or yeast. And so I like people to, again, support their immune system, get rid of the bad stuff, get rid of all the inflammatory things that contribute to this. Absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no lectins, no phytates. And then one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. It's the biggest hammer in our toolbox. So one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, throw that in. And then something like, our hemp. We have a whole new division, George, called Hemp FX. It's our CBD oil.
Yeah, we talked about it last time you were on. That's fantastic. That's great news.
What makes our CBD oil different is that we've added anywhere from 10 to 20 other things to it. We have the liquid drops. We have the soft gel capsules. We have the topical pain relief in a cream and a little pump bottle and a couple of energy drinks in the form of wafers you put in bottles of water. And so I would go ahead and have her take I'd have her take the soft gel capsules, okay, called Uplift, and she could take one or two of those a day, and so one bottle is going to last her a month, and that's definitely going to relieve inflammation in the central nervous system, anything to do with the brain, and inflammation anywhere in the body, and so that's a good place to add, you know, it's an add-on. But you can get hemp, you know, you can get CBD oil anywhere. You can get it in a tobacco shop, a liquor store, on the street corners. But what makes Young Judy is different is we've added about 5 or 6 or 8, depending on which product, different herbs and pre-hormones that make the effects of the CBD oil even more powerful.
Let's go to Richard now in West Virginia. Welcome to the program. Hi, Richard.
George. Hi, Dr. Wallach. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You too, Rich.
You're very kind.
Got several things wrong with me. One thing, I've got severe osteoporosis in most of my major joints. Okay. I got bone on bone in my left knee. I've had open heart surgery. Would had to have an aortic
aneurysm
valve put in.
Valve. Mm-hmm.
And I've got lower circulation problems in my lower legs.
Okay.
All right.
How much do you weigh, sir?
How much are you, Richard? How much you weigh?
About 225.
225. How tall are you?
6 feet.
6 feet.
Okay.
Right,
any other issues? Any diabetes or high blood pressure?
Yeah, I've got high blood pressure. And
that's enough.
High blood pressure and depression.
Well, little depression there, too, Doc.
Well, sure. If you have all those kind of problems, it's easy to get depressed.
Let's start with the osteo.
Yeah, and so, number one, you need to get rid of all the inflammation. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And you got to get rid of the glutens. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You want to live like an Asian. Live on rice and sweet potatoes as your carbohydrate sources because you want to allow maximum absorption, okay? And so, 220-something pounds, I would go ahead and take two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. I would also, because you have all this osteoporosis stuff, I would throw in the MSM, three of those tablets twice a day. That's one bottle a month because it's a big bottle.
What's that liquid you have, Doc, called Osteo?
Osteo, I was going to come to that. We do have the liquid or the tablets, either one. Osteo comes in quartz, and it actually has calcium. It has things like, the cartilage and ligaments and tendon materials. And so I would go ahead and his body weight, he could take 2 or 3 ounces of that a day. It'd be 2 to 3 quarts a month of the liquid, of the Osteo FX liquid. And also he needs some vitamin D3 so it can absorb the calcium and these other minerals. That's a big problem with absorption, particularly during the wintertime. So make sure, even in the sunny places in the summertime, people say, I live in Florida, I don't need vitamin D3. Well, do you ever get out in the sun? No, I spend most of my time in the shade. You still need the vitamin D3, then take three of those capsules twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And then I would throw in the MSM. We have another one I would throw in for this guy. It's called Stay Restored. It comes from our Stay Natural division. It has shark cartilage in it. And the shark cartilage is just a gem for supporting regrowth of cartilage and ligaments and tendons.
That's amazing. You're right. And for depression, you've got some good things there too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we have wonderful things for depression. We have a de-stress capsule. Makes sense, the de-stress capsules. And he could take three of those twice. It'd be 2 bottles a month.
Without the benzos in there, right?
Right, no benzos. And then also, going back to the Hemp FX, he would want to take, again, the capsules called Restore, and it just makes the brain come back to life. he would want 2 bottles a month of the Restore from our Hemp FX division, and it'll definitely support healthy brain function, and it's really an anti-anxiety, anti-depression product.
All right, Richard, if there's anything you've missed, call that number from our website. Just go to criticalhealthnews.com or write this number down, 1-855-949-7234. You're keeping my listeners around for a longer time, Doc, and I appreciate it.
Yes, well, we love them, and of course, we just are so, so proud. And so I have to tell you, you know, we're on the stock market now. I don't know if you knew that, George.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and I think I have one of the biggest practices in the world. And, of course, I don't take any money for the sale of the products. I want people to know that, so I'm not sharing the products with them because I make money by selling the products. I personally don't make any money by selling any of the products. I set it up that way so people don't think that I'm just telling them information to make money.
No, I understand. I also don't buy stocks in any of the companies that are either advertisers or are on the air like you are in a news segment, because I just think it would be inappropriate to do that. So I don't even touch the stock.
We have such high regard for you, sir.
Let's go to Tom with a text or tweet. What do you have, Tom?
This one from Timmy in Lansing, Michigan. Are there health benefits to using a jacuzzi? I'm thinking of getting one.
Oh, absolutely. It's a kind of a massage, of course. You lean up, and of course, I have places I go around the United States and give lectures, and these people have jacuzzis that I get to use. And, you know, you get up against those jets, and it's a great massage, increases circulation in sore muscles and joints and things like that, relaxes you, you sleep better. And so it saves you a lot of time getting massages and going to the chiropractor and that kind of stuff. It's just the jacuzzis and hot tubs are just the great things.
More calls. James in Newport News, Virginia is with us now. Hi, James. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, George. Hey, Dr. Wallach, nice to talk to you, too.
You well, too.
You guys are angels, I'll tell you that, because I did come down with, I had 472 diabetes sugar level, just my sugar level when my feet started to burn at night when I went to bed. That was the first sign that I had something with diabetes coming on. And I ended up telling the doctor, I want to try this, I don't want to do the metformin and the glipizide or whatever they call it. I want to try this other doctor's thing that's on the coast to coast at night. And he said, "Oh, that's crazy! You're gonna be sugar's gonna go up and down and back up and down." And anyway, I tried it and I've worked with it, and I haven't even been 100% on all the pills during the day. The sweet easy, I don't take one every meal, but I take, you know, when I have some sugar. I'll tell you what, doctor, I'm eating more sugar than I ate before, and my sugar level for that A1C, or whatever they call that test for 3 months, it was 6.3 I got recently. It went from 8.8 when I was already working on it before to a 6.3 about 2 months later.
Now stay off the sugar, James, and watch it drop.
Well, I you know, the thing is, if I don't eat the sugar, I don't think I get the energy, because if it'll go up and then it'll come back down anyway. Mm-hmm. And if it goes up higher with the sugar and gives me more energy and then comes back down, then I'm actually feeling like you have more energy to do things.
Well, let me give you a suggestion, if I may. Instead of using the sugar to get the energy, we actually have a sports drink with 100 nutrients in it, which has almost no sugar added to it.
Perfect.
To get the energy from the nutrients. Our sports drink, Rebound, has 100 nutrients in it, 100 nutrients in it. All the other sports drinks on the market have anywhere from 2 to 6. They get their energy from the sugar and the caffeine and so forth. We don't do that. And, of course, it was designed for professional athletes, a professional basketball player by the name of Theo Ratliff. And, of course, his career was over when he was 28 years old, had bone arthritis. We rebuilt him, and he finished out his last 2 years with the L.A. Lakers. He made over $100 million during the 11 years he came back after we rebuilt him. But we invented the Rebound sports drink for him. And, of course, he's one of our biggest supporters. He goes all over the world, all through the South Pacific and Asia for us. He's 6'11", and all these Asians who are 4'5" to 5'2", they just love this guy. And, of course, he is a model that just shows how well you can do with nutrients as opposed to sugar for energy.
Doc, are you aware of the late American prophet Edgar Cayce?
Oh, yes, I know of him. He's a very, very famous guy.
He, in one of his health trances, said something that might be worthy of you folks investigating. He said, if you eat 3 raw almonds a day, you will prevent cancer. You won't get cancer. He said it doesn't cure cancer. If you already got cancer, they're not going to help you. But he said it will prevent cancer. 3 raw almonds a day. Can you have your researchers check into why?
Well, yeah, of course, almonds have a lot of great antioxidants, and you have some great products on your program that are advertised, you know, one of which is this Venus flytrap, you know, plant.
Carnivora.
Yeah, the Carnivora. And so the plants, including almonds and apricot pits and things like that, B17, they all have things that support the immune system. And almonds are no different. You know, if you eat a handful of almonds every day, that's fine. I wouldn't drink a quart of almond milk a day because of the lectins in there. But a handful of almonds during the day is fine, and it's going to support your immune system. And, of course, if they're grown in certain places, those almond trees will suck up those nutrients that actually will, again, support your immune system, which helps protect you against cancer.
Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. We're going to take a break in just a moment, but come back with final phone calls with Doc Wallach. The night goes by very fast when he is on the website again. Crash it for me, because I always have bets with their webmasters. It's CriticalHealthNews.com. Toll-free number to call for people who I'm sure are listening to Doc Wallach, taking notes on everything he says. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Kicking off your 2019 in a great way. Nothing like being healthy, Doc. It's the most important thing. You can't help the people you care about if you're not healthy yourself, right?
You have to set the example. Then they'll listen to you if they're saying, well, what are you doing? Why are you looking so good? Why are you so healthy? How come you never get sick?
You got it. Doc, stay with us. We'll be back with final phone calls with you in just a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. We will be back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Our final segment with him. We'll get your calls. We've got a few more email questions. Tom's got one more text or tweet for you. And then, of course, Doc will be back later on in the end of the month. And Ben Fuchs will be with us as well as we keep rolling along here in 2019. And welcome back to Coast to Coast, back with our final segment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc, email in from Benjamin. He's on dialysis. What can he do for his kidneys? Anything there?
Absolutely. 99% of the time, George, when somebody has, quote, kidney problems, unquote, and they're on dialysis, they don't have kidney problems. But their blood tests will show that they're not filtering the dirty blood. The kidney's not filtering the dirty blood. But it's not because there's anything wrong with the kidney most of the time. Most of the time, it's because the little arteries that carry the dirty blood into the kidneys are blocked. So what we've learned to do 25 years ago, it never fails, is to support healthy blood flow into the kidney. And usually we take people that have not urinated in 10 years. They've been on dialysis 6 days a week for 25 years. And the quickest was 2 weeks, but normally it takes, say, 4 to 6 weeks to start urinating again. And then a month or two, they're off of dialysis. Okay?
Jeez.
So, I mean, because what we're doing is we are giving the arteries that carry the dirty blood into the kidneys a fair shake here. Number one, got to get rid of all that bad stuff. Get rid of all the inflammation in the arteries. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And then one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. One healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's the biggest hammer in our toolbox. Then very specifically for this issue, for the kidney failure, quote-unquote, whether they have high blood pressure or not, they want to take three of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That'll be 2 bottles a month for 100 pounds of body weight.
Is that like a multiple?
It's not a multiple, but it's specifically designed to support healthy blood pressure, but also, in this case, to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And so this is one of those little miracle things that's specifically designed to do this. As a pathologist, people used to bring me big trays of kidneys they would take out of people because they had kidney failure, quote-unquote, and I'd look at them under the microscope and say, well, what'd you take these kidneys out? Did you get them from the right person? There's nothing wrong with the kidneys. They said, well, they've been on dialysis for 10 years, 20 years. Okay, and they've had 3 kidney transplants. They got bad genes. Okay, did you tell them to change their diet? No. So change your diet, get them on the 90 cents of nutrients, plus that Ultimate Daily Classic tablet, get the blood flowing to those blocked arteries, get the blood pressure down. Guess what? They get off of dialysis. It never fails.
That's dramatic. Really dramatic. Back to the calls. Let's pick it up by going to Bill in Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, Bill. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Can you hear me, Dr. Wallach?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, I'm so happy I got through these. I'm calling on behalf of my elderly mother, Alice. She's in the hospital right now for the last 5 days. I had a meeting with the hospice doctors today. They've given up. They said she's too frail, but the underlying problem is that she developed Parkinson's disease 7 years ago, and it was tremors in her tongue. But she's been able to eat and swallow up until the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
As of a week ago, she hasn't been able to swallow any food, and any liquids goes
are
into her lungs.
So
she developed septic pneumonia in her right lung, and she's failing quickly. And I was just wondering if you had any ideas. They don't want to go to CBD. They said it only helps pain and anxiety. It doesn't have any proven qualities.
Are they feeding her through a G-tube or IV, or how are they getting fluids and food into her?
She has an IV just for the antibiotic to fight the infection in her lung and any other nutrients that go in the IV. That's all I know. And she's been on the IV now for 5 days.
Okay. Well, this is very difficult because they're not going to let us put anything in those IVs. A G-tube would be a little different. And so we actually have people in nursing homes that were just given weeks or months to live a year ago. They're doing fine now. And basically what you have to do is get the because they're not going to change anything they're doing.
They're not at all.
So what you want to do is just get the plain plant minerals and soak some washcloths with it and give her a massage on her legs with the washcloths that are soaked in the plant minerals.
What do you do, just open the capsules or something?
No, this is like quart jars full of liquid.
Oh, okay, all right. Because you've got a supplement that's plant minerals too, right?
Yeah, plant-derived minerals, a liquid.
Okay.
And then, take a coffee cup and put some face cloths in there, soak them with the plant-derived minerals, and then rub her legs with them, say, for 10, 15 minutes twice a day. We actually have a pastor from Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. He was in a terminal hospice. He was just given like 12 hours to live, and his techie called me and asked, is there anything could be done for him? This was during the flu season in Baltimore, Maryland. He was in this hospice with 10 other guys. She rubbed this on his legs for 4 hours. The next morning, as predicted, the 10 died who didn't get the minerals. He lived, and now he is preaching up a storm all over the world. Webinars, and he actually made a DVD called Praise the Lord and Pass the 90 to document that. So that's the way I would go.
And by rubbing her legs with the minerals, what does that do?
Well, she'll absorb the minerals through her skin and her legs, and that's going to give her immune system some support there. Also, it's going to give her liver raw materials it needs to be functional and make energy. It's going to support her heart. It's going to support her brain. Now, what she really needs is some dairy fats, you know, from cheese and whole milk and yogurt and stuff. She also needs some essential fatty acids. And so if you can, you know, puncture a couple of capsules and put a few drops of that in her mouth when they're not looking. Also, I would take some of our baby, what we call sprinkles. They're called the watermelon sprinkles for kids. They're a multiple vitamin and kind of a little sprinkle. You take those little packets and tear them open, and it'd be about a half a teaspoon. Put them in her mouth. That's the best you can do. But between the little sprinkles or watermelon sprinkles, the EFAs, and the minerals, that's the best you can do. Because what she needs really is a G-tube, so you can give her 3 scrambled eggs in butter 3 times a day, Parkinson's disease, MS, Hunting disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. We get rid of them, but they have to be able to get food either orally or through a G-tube because they need those eggs, and what she has is reversible given the right diet.
Here's the number again, too, Bill, to call for some assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Our final text and tweet from Mr. Danheiser in L.A.
Indeed, we hear from Derek in Grandview Heights, Ohio. Please ask Doc Wallach to talk about the pros and cons of acupuncture.
Okay, acupuncture is an ancient art, a healing art in China and India, all parts of Asia, and including Japan and Southeast Asia and so forth, Malaysia. And it's primarily a symptom relief thing. It doesn't have any nutrients in it that you're going to support function of your tissues, but it will relieve symptoms of all kinds, mental symptoms, physical symptoms, pain. It's a great, great pain reliever. It's kind of like chiropractic before there was chiropractic, because they'll put needles that coincide with what they call meridians, which are areas that the various arteries and nerves go mm-hmm. through, and reduce inflammation in those arteries and nerves, and you can get great symptom relief. But you have to appreciate that Chinese medicine has acupuncture and herbs and nutrients, and so the acupuncture is one piece of it. And I love acupuncture. My wife is a Chinese microsurgeon, and she taught at Harvard for 5 years, and her best thing for relieving pain after surgery for microsurgery was acupuncture.
Interesting. Speaking of Meridian, we're going to Meridian, Idaho. Tom's with us. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Good evening. Hey, George, appreciate talking to the doctor.
Absolutely.
I'm 78, reasonably, I'm really good health. I've been really active all my life, but because of this, I've had some orthopedic problems and had a lot of joints replaced. This has given me peripheral neuropathy. To try to find cure for this, I went to a local doctor. She diagnosed a whole lot of problems, including AFib. So I've been taking Eliquis for a year. I had an erratic heartbeat for a long time when I was still working. The AFib has made the heartbeat let better than it was, but I still have high blood pressure, and I have no symptoms. Is there something I should do for that, or is there anything I can do for peripheral neuropathy?
Both. Okay, let me ask you 2 questions. Number one, have you shrunk any in height since you were 20 years old?
I possibly have. I don't know. I had back surgery.
Yeah, you need to measure. The odds are. Do you have any ringing in the ears?
No.
Okay. Well, you've had joints replaced. You have osteoporosis. You have arthritis. And I guarantee you, when you have AFib, you have degenerative disc disease, so you are shrinking. Your vertebrae, your first 4 vertebrae in your back, T1 through 4, are getting closer together. They're smashing the roots of the nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart, AFib. And because your bones will continue to degenerate, even with a artificial joint in your knees and your hips and other places, after a while they get loose in there and it causes pain because as the bones shrink, the hole gets bigger that device has been put into. So, how much do you weigh, sir?
55 and 163. I have no pain in my joints.
Okay.
163, Doc.
163 pounds, yeah. Well, I would go ahead and get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, no wheat, brought around oats, so you can maximize absorption. Take two Health Advantage Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Get the MSM, take three of those three times a day. That'll be two bottles a month of the MSM to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. I would also get the vitamin D3 so you can absorb the minerals, particularly calcium. Take three of those three times a day. That'll be three bottles a month. And then lastly, I'd go ahead and throw in the Stay Restored from our Stay Natural division. I'd go ahead and take six of those capsules a day. That's two bottles a month, three and three. And it's got that unique shark cartilage in it, which will support maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. And if you want some topical pain relief in your joints, knees, hips, neck, shoulders, back, muscles, get the Soothe, S-O-O-T-H-E, from our Hemp FX division. It's a little pump bottle. But also you want to get our Trauma Oil, T-R-A-U-M-A, from our Aromatherapy Oil division. Take four drops of the Trauma Oil, put it in every half a teaspoon of the Soothe, mix it up together real good, put that on any joint. You'll get 2 to 5 hours of significant or total pain relief, and you're going to apply it 2-3 times a day. You will have a new life.
All right, Tom, good luck to you. Now, next up, let's go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Sharon's with us, first-time caller. Sharon, you're on with Doc Wallach.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm a type 1, I have adult onset type 1 diabetes, very brittle. I have an insulin pump. I have 13 stents in my heart, two small arteries that were clogged, that were too small to do a angioplasty on. But for the most part.
And did you say you had 13 stents?
I have 13.
Wow. In how many arteries?
I'm not sure of that. I just know I have 13 stents.
Well, you've got seven arteries leading to your heart, so let's.
Almost two per artery, yeah. And so how much do you weigh, ma'am?
168 pounds.
Okay, well, again, you got to get rid of all the bad stuff. We only have moments here. You got to get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens. I get two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, full dose of everything twice a day. And because you have those stents in your arteries, I'd go ahead and get two of the bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. They'll support healthy blood flow through the blocked arteries into your heart, your kidneys, your brain, every place else. And also, because you have diabetes, I'd go ahead and get two bottles a month of our Sweeties, take three of those twice a day, and take your blood sugar, your fasting blood sugar every day before you medicate yourself. And as your blood sugar drops, and it will, you reduce your medication as your doctor has instructed you to do. You know, as your blood sugar goes down, less medication. If you've been naughty and your blood sugar goes up, more medication. But as your blood sugar consistently drops, you will, in fact, be able to reduce your medication as your doctor has trained you to do. And give George all the credit for letting this information get to you on the air.
Sharon, good luck. And again, I'm going to give this number out a couple more times before Doc's off the air with us. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Trained people on the phone. Listen, either must be right. I wonder if they know shorthand, Doc, because you talk fast sometimes.
Well, these people have been with me for a long time, George. Some have been with me for 30 years.
Wow.
And they know this better than doctors. They are an army of angels, and they just love, love, love working with you because you have the greatest of listeners. They have super questions. And what I've heard here tonight, they all know exactly what to do for each of these things because they've been doing it forever. If I ever had to have a doctor, they would be the doctor, not a medical doctor.
Super. Doc, what about your travel? You've got the did you start posting on criticalhealthnews.com, wherever you may be?
I believe we have. If we haven't, I'll get it done tomorrow. I'll find out for sure. But my travel start tomorrow. I go to the desert. I'll be there with our golf pros down there, and we're putting on meetings there. And then I go to the East Coast. We're going to be doing the big trade shows in
Super.
Florida.
Am I going to see you at Contact in the Desert in June? Are you going to be out there?
Would I miss that? No, no. You'll find me there.
All right, Doc.
Right there with you,
we will see you in a few months then, my friend. Be well.
God bless you.
Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, does a great service for everybody. Up next, we're going to be talking about karma and how important it is to all of us with a little spiritual twist. I think you'll enjoy it. And then later on in the show with our guest, Jeff Jowett, we are going to take your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM.